Let me pray.
请大家听我祈祷。
Thank you, Lord, for bringing us here this day.
天父，我哋感谢你今日带领我哋嚟到你面前。
Open our hearts and minds to what you have to say to us this morning.
求神打开我哋嘅心，打开我哋嘅整个人，叫我哋都能够垂听神你嘅话语。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督嘅圣名，阿门。
Please be seated.
请坐。
Mark chapter 6 verses 45 to 57.
今天我们看的是马可福音第六章第45至到56节。
Nobody has changed the world like Jesus has.
没一个人好像耶稣基督这样以他所行的改变了这个世界。
Nobody.
是没有人。
Christianity is Christ.
我们可以说基督教就是耶稣基督。
Without him, it has nothing to offer the world.
因为如果没有耶稣基督，基督教就没有东西可以给得到这个世界。
He is the foundation, he is the touchstone.
他可以说是这个基督教的这个的基本，而且呢他亦都是我们信仰的标准。
Jesus is the gospel.
耶稣基督就是福音。
There can be therefore no more important question then than to ask what do we think of him?
所以如果我们说有一个问题，耶稣基督究竟我们是怎样看他，他是一个什么人呢？没有一个问题比这个问题来得更加重要。
You see, who he is, who Jesus is not merely an observed fact.
所以我们看看耶稣基督究竟是谁呢？这个不是一个我们就这样去看的一件事。
It is necessary, it is fundamental, it is core and essential to the gospel.
我们可以说这个的问题是对在福音来看呢是必须的，是重要的，也都是这个的福音的中心来的。
If he's not truly God,Then, no matter how good he is,
所以如果我们看看耶稣基督假如不是神的话，无论他有几好，
he cannot forgive our sins.
他是不可能饶恕我们的罪的。
If Jesus was not truly man, then he is not our savior.
假如耶稣基督他并没有道成肉身成为人，他亦都不可以成为人的救主。
So who is Jesus in himself, in his being?
所以我们就看看了，究竟我们看看耶稣基督他本人，耶稣究竟是谁呢？
Well, like those Olympic swimmers, let's dive in to Mark's gospel and see who Jesus really is.
今天我们就好像那些奥林匹克运动会的运动员一样，我们很投入地去看一看马福音这个的所介绍的究竟耶稣基督是哪一个。
Because this lies at the heart of all that is distinctive about Mark's gospel. Who is Jesus?
因为在马可福音里面这个的中心完全就是告诉我们耶稣基督究竟是哪一个。
If you just flick back a few chapters and keep your finger in that passage, Mark begins the gospel, Mark chapter 1 verse 1, by telling us who Jesus is.
如果我们看看在马可福音的第一章起头的时候，第一节这里是这么说，他说神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
It begins like this. The beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
这里就是我们刚才所读的神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
We are told as readers, but the people at that time,have to come to understand who Jesus is.
今天我们看圣经，我们就知道这里所说的耶稣，但是在当时的人，他们是并不了解，也都不认识究竟耶稣基督是个什么人。
And that's what we see as the chapters go on. We see who Jesus is through his word, through his works.
所以如果我们一路看圣经的时候，我们就看到藉着耶稣基督所说的道和他所行的一切，我们就认识耶稣基督是一个怎样的人。
Jesus' message is simple. It's there in chapter 1, verse 15.
咁其实耶稣基督嗰个嘅福音呢，嗰个道呢係好简单嘅，就喺第一章第十五节嗰度话
The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news.
第一章十五节呢个系咁话，佢话日期满咗啦，神嘅国就近啦，你哋应当悔改，相信福音。
He amazes them with his teaching, and then people from everywhere start to come as he heals many.
咁佢藉住佢嗰个嘅讲道咧，同埋佢所行嘅咧，譬如佢医治人咧，咁咧好多人咧就嚟到佢面前跟随佢。
But opposition also begins to grow.
但系同时亦都有好多人咧系敌对佢嘅。
And by chapter 6, which is where we are today,
如果我哋睇翻第六章，即系我哋今日嘅信息经文。
Even his own hometown has rejected him.
我哋睇到耶稣基督佢个家乡嘅人都系嚟到对抗反对佢嘅。
See chapter 6, verse 2, halfway through verse 2.
如果我哋睇下第六章第二节嘅中间嘅部分
，Where did this man get these things? They asked。
咁咧，佢哋就问啦，佢话佢喺会堂里边教训人，佢喺边度得到呢啲嘢咧
？What's this wisdom that's been given him？
佢嘅智慧喺边度嚟嘅咧
？That he even does miracles。
佢就系甚至系行异能、行神迹。
Isn't this the carpenter？
佢话佢唔系木匠咩
？Isn't this Mary's son？
佢唔系玛利亚嘅儿子咩
？And the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon？
佢唔系雅各、约西、犹大、西门嘅长兄咩
？Aren't his sisters here with us？
佢嘅姊妹咧，亦佢嘅妹妹咧，亦都系同我哋喺呢度啊
！And they took offence at him。
佢哋咧就厌弃佢。
You see。His hometown rejects him.
咁我哋喺呢度睇到耶稣基督佢个家乡嘅人系唔接纳佢。
So he calls the 12 together and he sends them out on a mission.
于是乎佢叫佢嗰十二个门徒嚟到佢面前，系差遣佢哋出去。
He sends them to preach and to expel demons.
佢系派佢哋出去咧，系讲道同埋咧系赶鬼。
And they've been prepared for this mission by watching what Jesus says and what Jesus does.
咁实际上耶稣基督所行嘅同埋所讲嘅一切，就系咧一路系教导紧佢嘅门徒系点样去行呢个咁样嘅福音工作。
There's probably about 250 villages. So after 9 months, they go of going out week by week, telling people about Jesus, calling them to repent. They come back home.
咁咧呢度大概有250个村庄，咁咧佢哋喺呢度咧系出去咧传道，同埋咧系去治病赶鬼等等。咁经过9个月，咁佢而家咧系翻嚟。
They're tired. They need to rest.
咁咧佢哋可以话咧好攰啦，佢哋需要休息嘅。
So they draw aside in the desert area.
咁所以佢哋就去到旷野嗰度。
But the crowds follow.
但系群众一样继续嘅去跟随佢哋。
Jesus looks.And sees the people like sheep without a shepherd.
耶稣基督睇到呢啲人，佢就觉得感觉到佢哋就好似冇牧人嘅羊一样。
And he teaches them.
佢就教导佢哋。
And this is the famous feeding of the 5,000.
咁喺呢度咧就出现咗我哋好好清楚嘅，就系话佢喂饱咗5,000人。
And what we learn is that without the word, God's people will starve.
咁喺呢度我哋就会睇到，就係话如果冇咗神嘅道，神嘅子民就会感觉到饥饿，好似冇咗粮食一样。
Jesus sees a famine of the word。
咁呢耶稣基督喺呢度睇到呢，人对呢个道係非常渴求㗎，就好似饥饿一样。
It draws out his compassion and he says to his disciples, will you feed them?
於是乎耶稣基督就怜悯佢哋，就话你哋呢係要喂养佢哋。
The responsibility of Christian leaders,is to feed the flock of God.
咁教会嘅领袖同样嘅，我哋系要去喂养属神嘅羊群。
And to feed people, this is miracle ministry.
如果我哋咁样睇，就话我哋去喂养呢个嘅人，其实系一个咧，可以话咧系一个向行神迹嘅一个嘅工作嚟嘅。
But you see, by Father, here we are. The disciples don't understand what's going on. We see by the time they do this,
咁咧，嗰啲門徒咧並唔了解，喺當時就唔了解耶穌基督所做嘅呢啲嘅事。
And so Jesus puts them in a boat, and he dismisses the crowds.
於是耶穌基督咧就叫佢哋咧係去上船，然後咧就係叫佢哋離開人群。
And he withdraws to pray.
咁咧，耶穌基督自己咧就係退到去曠野裏邊咧禱告。
And a storm begins to brew.
就喺呢个时候咧，有作起咗风浪。
So we come to our passage we read this morning。
咁我哋就嚟到今日，我哋要睇嗰段嘅经文。
Verse 45。
系45节。
Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd。
咁咧呢度咁话，佢话耶稣随即催门徒上船。就先渡到嗰边伯赛大去，等佢叫众人散开，佢既辞别咗佢哋，就往山上去祈祷。
And after leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray.
就正话所读嘅，佢就会去到山上祷告。
When evening came, the boat was in the middle of the lake.
咁咧到晚上，船喺海中，耶稣独自喺岸上。
And he was alone on the land.
佢喺岸上边。
He saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them.
咁咧，佢睇见门徒风，因为风不顺，摇橹甚苦。
And about the fourth watch of the night, he went out to them.
咁咧，大概四更咧，佢就喺海面咧行走
，walking on the lake.
喺海面上行走，往佢哋嗰度去。
They thought he was a ghost.
咁佢哋咧认为耶稣基督系鬼怪。
They cried out.
佢哋就喊叫。
Because they saw him and were terrified.
因为他们都看见了他，而且是惊慌。
Immediately, we'll stop there because that is the key verse there, I think.
咁咧喺呢度咧，我哋可以睇到咧，呢个系我哋今日嘅重点之一嚟噶。
Verse 52 is the key verse.
啊，我哋第52节啊，系我哋今日嗰个嘅重点嚟噶。52节，正话系50节。
See, he says, we'll keep going. Immediately he spoke to them and said, Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid.
咁咧，耶稣连忙就对佢哋话啦，你哋放心，系我，唔好怕。
He climbed into the boat with them and the wind died down.
咁于是佢就去到上船，风就住了。
They were completely amazed, for they did not understand about the loaves, their hearts were hardened.
咁佢哋心里边就好惊奇啦，点解咧？因为佢哋系不明白嗰个分饼嘅事， so, yeah. 心里边仲系愚幻。
Verse 52 is the key verse.
咁咧，第52节就系我哋今日嗰个重点嘅经文。
It tells us there's a growing crisis.
呢个话俾我哋听，喺当时咧出现咗咧有一个嘅危机。
The disciples don't understand.
因为嗰啲门徒咧，佢哋唔明白，佢哋心里边愚幻。
Their hearts are hardened.
佢哋系好硬着心，系唔明白。
After all the words, after all the miracles, their hearts are just not there.
咁咧，经过耶稣基督所讲咁多嘅道，同埋咧经历过咁多嘅神迹，佢哋嘅心里边仍然咧系唔能够接受，仲系好愚幻。
So when Jesus walks on the water, we have a miracle of education.
所以当耶稣基督喺水面行走嘅时候，耶稣基督就系藉住呢一个咁样嘅神迹，系作为一个对门徒嘅一个嘅教育。
He's teaching them something.
佢系教导紧佢哋一啲嘢。
The Bible tells us if we harden our hearts to God.He turns away from us.
因为圣经话俾我哋听，佢话如果我哋系愚顽唔接受佢咧，佢就会离开我哋。
And the gospel will go to others.
嗰个嘅福音就会传俾别啲人。
The disciples are getting one last chance to see who Jesus is.
喺呢度我哋睇到耶稣基督系俾门徒最后一个嘅机会，就系话去认识一下究竟耶稣基督系边个。
So who is he?
所以我哋就喺度问，究竟耶稣基督系边个咧
？Verse 50 is equally important. Verse 50,
第50节亦都好重要噶。
Because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid."
咁咧喺呢度咁话，佢话因为佢哋都睇见咗佢，甚惊慌。 耶稣呢连忙对他们说了，你们放心，是我，不要怕。
This is the word of revelation.
那这里耶稣基督是藉着他的道，是神是向人来到启示出一些重点。
We can't understand the works of God unless he explains them to us.
我们不会明白神所做的工作，除非神向我们有一个启示。
Jesus tells us what walking on the water means.
耶稣基督在这里告诉我们，究竟在水面上行走是什么意思。
He says, it is I.
他说是我。
In Greek, ego eimi.
在这个希腊文里面，即是说是我。
It means I am.
即是说是我自己。
So, and if you don't know, maybe you don't know this, but this is actually a formula for God speaking about himself in the Bible.
咁其实我哋可能唔明白，实际上如果我哋睇下圣经嘅时候咧，呢、这个就系神藉住呢一啲咧，呢、这个咁嘅模式咧，系向人咧嚟到作出启示嘅。
Jesus is saying he is God.
耶稣基督其实就系话我就系神。
You remember Moses in the burning bush?
大家记唔记得旧约摩西佢喺呢个荆棘丛里边当时有个嘅荆棘燃烧紧嘅。
God speaks, and Moses says, well, what is your name?
咁呢当时神向摩西呢係说话，咁摩西就问佢话你究竟点样称呼呢，你嘅名系咩呢？
God says, I am who I am. I am has sent me to you.
咁呢神系点样同佢讲呢，佢话我系自有永有嘅。我系呢系打发你去嗰个人。
This is the name God gives to himself.
这个就是耶稣是神呢是给他自己的一个名。
Fast forward to the New Testament, in John's Gospel, you have the I am sayings of Jesus.
如果我们看回下新约约翰福音呢，也都讲到耶稣基督很清楚地讲到我。
Can you think of any?
大家想不想到约翰福音里面有哪些经文呢？
Give me one.
有没有可不可以提出一个？
I am the
Hi. Life and truth, yeah.
Yeah, I am the way, the truth and the life. I am the vine, yes.
我是真葡萄树啦，正话有人讲到啊，我是道路、真理、生命啦。
Any more?
仲有冇啊？
The living water. Yeah.
我是活水啦。
I am the resurrection and the life.
我是这个的生命，我亦都是因为生命属我啊。復活也在我，我是復活同埋我是生命。
I am the bread of life.
我是生命的餅。
Something else to do with sheep. I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人啦。
But you've been paying attention at Sunday school.
咁大家喺主日學呢，相信都好留心去學習㗎。
Jesus is clearly saying, I am God.
耶稣基督喺呢度就係好清楚嘅话，我就是这个神。
And he proves it. He walks on water.
咁佢呢度就证明俾佢哋睇，佢喺水面上面嚟行走。
Unbelievable evidence.
呢个呢係一个呢我哋好难会置信嘅一个嘅证据。
And Mark, as he writes the gospel, wants us to put these two things together.
咁喺呢度呢，马可写呢个福音嘅时候要叫我哋将呢两样嘢摆埋一起。
The feeding in the desert.
是喂饱五千人，在旷野里面喂饱五千人。
The walking on the water.
在水面上面行走。
Come together. We see who Jesus is.
这两件事摆在一起，我们就去看看究竟耶稣是谁。
He is the true and the greater Moses.
那我们可以看到呢，他就好像当日的摩西一样。
Think about it. It's the story of the Exodus.
那我们在这里想一想，就是出埃及记的故事。
He's the true and greater Moses who takes his people through the sea and feeds them in the desert.
因为当时摩西带领以色列人出埃及亦都是这样，他就是带领他们经过这个红海，同埋在旷野里面喂养他们。
This is an education miracle.
那我们可以看到这个就是藉着神迹来到做一个的教育。
He's teaching us who he is.
他是教导我们究竟他是谁。
Which is why before all of this happens, Jesus prays.
这个就是为什么当所有这些事未发生之前，耶稣首先要去到祷告。
Verse 46.
如果我们看看第46节。
After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray.
咁呢度话佢话既辞别咗佢哋，佢就往山上去祷告。
We're told of three specific times when Jesus draws aside to pray.
咁其实呢度咧都有三次好清楚嘅话俾我哋听咧，耶稣基督咧系退到去旷野嚟到祷告嘅。
It always happens at a crisis time in the Mark's Gospel.
喺呢个马可福音里边咧，当有危机出现嘅时候咧，耶稣基督往往就会退到去旷野自己去祷告。
Here's the crisis. Are his disciples going to fail?
咁咧，我哋就睇到呢度有个危机，睇到咧呢个嘅门徒咧，佢哋仲系唔明白。
Are their hearts so hardened?
因为佢哋嘅心系好愚顽。
Or will they understand who Jesus is?
究竟他们了不了解耶稣基督是谁呢？
From now on, Jesus moves into Gentile territory.
由这里开始，耶稣基督就会去到外邦人的地方。
If Israel refuses to listen to the Gentiles, if Israel refuses to listen, he will turn to the Gentiles.
如果以色列人不听他的道，不接受他，他就会去到外邦人那里，将这个福音传给他们。
Of course, if you read ahead, not now, to the end of chapter 8, you'll see that they finally do understand. You'll be pleased to know.
咁咧喺呢度咧，如果大家睇埋落去咧，第八节嗰度咧，我哋会好高兴，因为咧佢哋系最终咧系接纳耶稣基督嘅。
But the same question is meant to come to each one of us this morning.
今日同样呢个问题系会嚟到问我哋每一个人。
God became a man and invites us to come.And see who he is.
神佢系道成咗肉身，成为咗人，系嚟到世人当中，系叫我哋去睇清楚究竟佢系边个。
If you say, how can there be a loving, merciful God?
如果你话点可能会有一个满有爱心同埋满有慈怜悯嘅神呢
？What does Jesus say to you?
咁耶稣系点样同你讲呢
？On the one hand, he doesn't say it doesn't matter what you believe.
在一方面耶稣并没有说你信什么都不要紧的，他没有这么说。
But on the other hand, it's not like traditional religion where he says, you know, just believe, don't question.
他另一方面也没有说好像一般传统的宗教一样，就说你不需要再问的，不需要有问题，你只要信就可以了。
No, he says, come and see for yourself.
耶稣基督他是怎么说呢？他说你来到我面前，你自己去看看究竟是一个怎样的东西。
Look at the evidence.
你看看那些证据。
It's an eyewitness account.
那我们会看到呢这些所有的证据都是当时的人他们目睹的一些见证来的。
So in the end, we need to think these are either fraudulent or this is the truth.
那所以最后我们就要坐下来想一下，除非他所讲的圣经里面所讲一切咧系假嘅，如果唔系，佢就系真噶啦。
Very hard to believe a human being is God。
我哋知道点能够去接受、去相信一个人，佢话佢自己系神。
It's very hard to believe this incredible miracle. Jesus walks on water。
咁对于呢啲咁样记载嘅神迹，譬如话耶稣基督喺水上面行走呢啲咁嘅神迹，系好难令到人去接受嘅。
But his disciples record.The truth of what happened, and they later die for this.
咁我哋会睇到喺圣经里边所记载嘅就系佢嘅门徒记载咗耶稣当时点样行呢啲嘅神迹，而最后佢哋嘅门徒都话肯为耶稣基督而牺牲佢嘅生命。
You have to decide which is easier to believe.
咁你就要去决定究竟边样嘢你认为容易啲去接受。
Look at the evidence.
你睇下嗰啲嘅证据。
If you don't have a God who speaks the truth.That you disagree with sometimes, then you don't have a real God.
如果你是没有去相信一个的神，这个的神他是一个真理的神，而你有时候是对他所说的真理你是有不认同的。如果你并没有这样去相信，你并没有去相信一个真真正正的神。
If there's no disagreement, if it's not hard sometimes, you're actually just following the God of your own heart, not Jesus.
如果在你的心里面你对所有一切你都没有怀疑没有任何的问题你也都没有不认同的地方你很多时候只是去跟随你自己心里面的神你并没有一个真正的神在你的心里面。
And Jesus wants them and us not just to believe, but to follow.
那耶稣基督不是只是说叫我们去相信他而是叫我们要去跟随。
What Jesus does is he gets you and me off the fence.
咁喺呢度我哋就睇到耶稣基督做紧啲咩咧？ 就系叫我哋咧唔好坐喺嗰个嘅墙上边， 即系唔好做一个骑墙派。
He's trying to get you and me off the fence today.
佢今日就系叫我哋咧唔好坐喺墙上边，拉我哋落嚟。
Jesus says, crown me or kill me.
耶稣基督佢话：你一系咧你就归荣耀俾我，荣耀我；如果唔系咧，你就完全去拒绝我，就好似杀死我一样。
The center of your life or hate me.
或者你将我接纳作为你生命嘅中心，如果唔系咧，你就恨恶我，憎恨我。
Anything else, anything in the middle is a lack of integrity, lack of intellectual integrity.
咁所有呢啲骑墙嘅思想都唔可以接受嘅。
And the challenge for us is that many people, even those who come to church, are still on the fence.
咁今日我哋会睇到咧有一个好大嘅挑战，就系好多嘅人啊，包括嗰啲咧已经系接受咗耶稣基督、相信耶稣基督嘅信徒，佢哋仍然都好似坐喺个墙中间。You
may go to him when you're in trouble.
当你有问题、有困难嘅时候，你可能咧会去耶稣嘅面前。You
believe all the doctrines.
你会相信接受所有嘅教义。But
you're not really following him. You're not throwing yourself at his feet and treating him in your heart of hearts, saying, yes, you are my God.
但是你没有真真正正的来到跟随他，是很谦卑的来到他的脚前，告诉他，就是说你是这个真真正正的神，是我所敬拜的，从我心里面完完全全的顺服在你面前来敬拜的。
Worshipping him with everything you have, body, mind and spirit.
就是说我们以我们整个的人，无论我们的身心，我们完全来到是投入去敬拜他的。If
Jesus is God, you have to take the limits off your allegiance.
如果耶稣基督是神的话，你对他那个的信靠忠诚是不可以有任何的境界的，不可以有任何的止境的。If
Jesus is God, he didn't just walk on water, he spoke the world into existence.
咁如果耶稣基督系神，佢唔净系话喺呢个水面上面行走，而系咧佢系叫呢个嘅世界所创造嘅一切喺我哋摆喺我哋面前。He
upholds every breath you take.
佢系看顾每一个人每一刻，包括咗我哋每一秒钟，我哋经常每一个嘅呼吸。And
he's coming again to judge the living and the dead.
同埋佢会再来审判活人同埋死人。Is
this the kind of guy you call into your life? Come and be my assistant.
咁如果你嚟到相信耶稣基督嘅时候，你对佢所讲嘅话，OK，你嚟到我面嚟我嗰度啦，不过咧系帮我做我嘅助手，并唔系咧系你做主。Don't
call me, I'll call you.
咁你会话俾佢听话啊，你唔需要揾我嘅，我会揾你噶啦。Is
this the kind of person you say, I'll do this if you do this for me?
你系咪会向耶稣基督讲就话啊？如果你做呢啲嘢咧，我就会做嗰啲嘢啦。No，
唔系咁嘅。God becoming a man means into your life comes the God of the universe.
咁神嚟到呢个世界，成为咗呢个人，佢咧系做咩咧？就系话要做呢个嘅宇宙万物嘅主人，个中心。Sorry,
he needs to be at the center or not there at all.
佢系需要喺你生命里边作主，喺你嘅中心里边。如果唔系咧，佢就唔会喺你里边。Who
do you think he is？
咁你认为佢系边一个咧？
阿门。
阿门。